London, the man himself, Rory Stewart. Rory, good morning to you.
Good morning there. How are you?
Are you enjoying life then or not?
I'm beginning to enjoy it a bit more. The first week was pretty peculiar, as I said.
But you must have known what you were getting into.
I didn't really know what I was getting into. I'm very new to politics, so it's been quite a revelation. The great thing now about being in what must be now the third week is I'm now beginning to see what we can actually get done. I'm beginning to focus on, for example, getting broadband for Cumbria, and actually having a proper project makes it more satisfying.
So tell me a bit more, Rory, about this backstabbing then that's already making itself apparent.
A lot of what's happening, I think, at the early stage, probably like anyone starting in a new job, is people are trying to work out where they are. About 200 new people came into the House of Commons with me. So there's a lot of people trying to get on committees and these kinds of things. But the reason I think it's settling down is people are beginning to get more confident about where they are. And as I say, we're beginning to get projects, we're beginning to get substantial, constructive things to do now.
Right. Do you inevitably a bit anxious, Rory, until you've made your maiden speech?
Yes, I think the central thing is prioritising. There's probably 1,000 different things. I mean, I've probably got 1,000 letters so far. And they're going to be inviting you to everything from some pharmaceutical event right the way through to some discussion about Trident, and trying to work out what your priorities are and what you can actually achieve and what is, after all, a relatively short term is going to be the key.
Yeah, so how do you decide then which is going to be at top of your list? You mentioned broadband. I mean, what else then is on your list?
I'm focused on getting high-speed broadband rolled out across Penrith and the border, because remote rural communities really depend on it and are going to depend on it even more for the next 5 years. The second thing is I'd like to play my part in pushing more power down to a local level, down to a parish level, really decentralise, get the power out of Westminster, and finally focus on agriculture and small businesses.
And what do you mean by that then? Well, what could parish councillors do in future that they don't do at the moment?
Have much more control, for example, about moving money between different budgets. So when I was down in Tibay, I was looking at the fact that all the money was tied up in something called a walk-to-school project, and it could instead have been moved into buying books for the school library. Or in Kirby Stephen, making more decisions about where the community centre should be, rather than allowing someone in Carlisle to determine that.
And do you find, then, that the old hands, the men and women that have been there for some time, are they helpful?
I think, yes, some of them are. And in fact, one of the great things is that people on all sides of the House are quite helpful. I saw Tessa Jowell, for example, who's quite a long-standing Labour MP on Sunday, who very kindly took an hour out of her time to give me a lot of very generous advice. So actually, as you get to know the place, you realise there are some very decent people.
Now, people often complain, Rory, that they switch on the telly and they see nothing but empty green benches most of the time. What are MPs likely to be doing when they're not sitting in the House?
You get an enormous number of people trying to come and see you. So I'm probably going to have, I think, 20 meetings today. And one of the things to do there, again, is to make sure that you prioritise people from Penrith and the border, prioritise your constituents or people who are dealing with constituency issues. Because there are lots of other people who are trying to come in and see you to get your support for some new project. The other thing is you're spending a lot of time trying to get through correspondence. You're spending a lot of time going into committee meetings. A lot of it's about time management. It's a funny kind of almost like a self-employed job. It's not a very structured life. And I think MPs are perpetually trying to work out how to get things in the right order.
Yeah, PMQs, of course, today. You'll be there for that, I guess.
I will indeed. And it'll be the first one I've ever seen, so I don't think, Mike, I've got any great insights to share with you, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, do you think it is a good shop window, or is it the worst of our politics, you know, that half hour?
I think the exciting thing about the coalition, and again, I'm new to all this, but I think the exciting thing about the coalition is we should be able to get out a little bit from all the criticising each other all the time. I think it can be a bit tiresome when the parties are perpetually finding fault with each other, and I'm hoping that the coalition at least will mean that people will be a bit more constructive and try to recognise there are lots of things they share.
And what's the word on the street, Rory, about who's going to become the next leader of the Labour Party? Has David Miliband got it in the bag?
That's a difficult one. I mean, I've seen both David Miliband and Ed Miliband in the last week two or three times, and you can see that they're moving around, clearly talking to a lot of their Labour MPs who they may not have spoken to for a long time, developing support networks. I don't know, I suppose David Miliband did.